to have some coverage ability and be able to blitz and be able to tackle well.
Marlon, you see, as Dave Weinberg from Atlantic City, you had said that you were planning on visiting the New York Jets regardless today. What changed your mind?
I think it was just too good of a deal to pass up. You know, in my heart, I wanted to come here. I wanted to come here before I came on a visit. I was very interested and intrigued by it. Then, you know, throughout my visit, I just felt like this was the right place for me to be. And if we can get something done before I left, I felt that was the best thing to do. You know, no need to play games, no need to wait. You know, let's get this taken care of and, you know, get me going here.
Have they made you feel like the starting free safety job is yours to lose? Like you'll go into the mini camps and the all the off-season stuff as the number one guy at that spot?
I can't necessarily say that. You know, I know there's an opportunity there for me, and I'm just going to do what I have to do so that it is my position. You know, I definitely plan on starting. You know, I've been a starter ever since I've been in the past 3 years in the NFL, and I've done a good job at being a starter. So I feel that, you know, I have the opportunity there, and I'll take advantage of it.
Marlon Bobgroats, Delaware County Daily Times. So what you're kind of saying is that you've been promised a job to at least compete for that starting free safety job. Is that it? And can you talk about that?
Yeah, nothing's ever promised. I don't like the word promise. Nothing is promised. I have to go out there and earn, you know, everything here. You know, they're definitely going to want all in line and gave me a good deal, a quality deal. And you know, I feel I have to go out here and prove myself. And once I prove myself, I feel that, you know, I'll be in the starting line.
Marlon, what's your comfort level with free safety? Did you play any of that in Indianapolis? And how do you feel about that after being a cornerback for a long time?
I played free safety my junior year in college, and then I played 8 games at free safety my second year in the league. I started 8 games at free safety for the Colts. So you know, I'm very comfortable with it. And you know, I've been a corner, but I've been a nickelback, and I've always been a physical corner. So you know, playing safety, I've always that aspect of the game, the physicality, is nothing new to me. Being inside the box and having to be physical within there, I'm used to those things.
Marlon, how familiar are you with everything the Eagles went through at free safety last year? And you know, they tried a lot of different guys there, and they never really settled on anybody. Nobody really took ownership of the job. Are you familiar with everything, and do you feel like you can kind of come in and solidify something that's been, obviously has been up in the air for a while?
Yeah, I really didn't know, you know, much about that. You know, that position now, you know, was a position in question for the Eagles until, you know, my agent started really telling me about it and what they were interested in me doing here. I just feel that, you know, the type of football player that I am, I'm a football player that's very instinctive and very aggressive. So I feel that I can bring a lot of positive things there and make that position a strength in this team.
How thoroughly did they, obviously coming off the injuries, it sounds like everything's going really well, but, I mean, how thoroughly did they examine you, and how thoroughly did they question you on your rehab? And, I mean, was that a big part of kind of getting a deal done, you know, making them realize that you'll be fine for day one of training camp?
Yeah, that was, you know, probably the most important part. This is an investment that they're making, that maybe some other people may have been scared, you know, to make. But, you know, obviously the Eagles have done their homework. They know a lot about ACLs and how people come back from them. And, you know, they took their time with and were very thorough in the examination and saw that, you know, everything looks good and that, you know, I will be ready to go.
Marlon, do you think the Jets and the Ravens also had safety in mind for you? I know you didn't visit the Jets, but, I mean, did you get that impression that both those teams also had the same idea?
I think I met with Baltimore, and they had, you know, it seemed that they, you know, really weren't sure. They, were just excited about the fact that I can play, you know, both of the positions, any position in the secondary. That was the thing that excited them most, and they really talked more about, you know, maybe playing corner more so than safety, playing corner and playing nickel.
What about the Jets? What kind of was it? I know you didn't meet with the Jets, but did they say anything about what they were looking at you as?
I know they wanted me to play nickel and I think maybe some safety.
So Marlon, are you? Do you think you're going to be able to participate not just in training camp? Do you think you'll be able to participate from day one in the mini camps and the other off season program, organized team activities?
I think physically I will be able to do some things, but I think, you know, they're really trying to, you know, stress that they want to take their time and there's no rush and, you know, just want to get me as strong as possible and get me ready for the season.
Hey, when you look at the talent the Eagles have in the secondary with Asante, who went to the Pro Bowl, Quentin Michael went to the Pro Bowl, Sheldon Brown could have gone to the Pro Bowl as an alternate. What do you think the potential is as a group, you know, and the depth they have and just the talent that's in that group?
I think there's a lot of potential, and, you know, I think that I can add to that potential and make it even stronger. But also, it's already a quality group of guys back there in that area. But, you know, it never hurts to add, you know, one more piece of the puzzle, you know, and I believe that I can be that piece.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Marlon. Thank you.